In today's exponentially changing world, the ultimate competitive advantage isn't capital or technology, it's learning velocity. When Arcadia Group collapsed in 2020, ASOS quadrupled profits and acquired Topshop brands. The difference? How quickly they learned and adapted. This revelation forms the foundation of learning at speed, a practical framework for thriving amid disruption. With 54% of employees needing reskilling and 40% of core skills changing within 5 years, traditional approaches to workplace learning simply can't keep pace. What happens when the world changes faster outside your organization than inside it? Extinction becomes inevitable. The solution isn't shorter courses or faster content production, it's a fundamental shift to what's called lean learning, an approach that helps teams learn what matters in the shortest time, apply it in moments that shape performance, and iterate based on feedback until solving business problems. Most L&D functions operate like failing startups, building solutions nobody wants. Despite organizations spending over $350 billion annually on training, 75% of managers remain dissatisfied with L&D, and only 12% of employees apply newly learned skills. Why? Because L&D often creates content without understanding the context in which learning occurs. Every organization has one of three learning cultures, each with distinct limitations. Compliance-driven cultures focus solely on meeting regulatory requirements. Process-driven cultures respond to every challenge with a course. And skills-driven cultures focus on building capabilities but through event-based programs that take employees away from their jobs. Before implementing lean learning practices, organizations must adopt the right mindset. Like Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella, mindset influences behavior, behavior drives results, and results reaffirm mindset. First, love the problem rather than the solution. Blockbuster failed because they were too attached to their revenue model to pivot towards streaming, while Netflix evolved by focusing on the problem. Second, develop a bias toward action. Taking too long risks the situation changing before implementation. Buffer demonstrated this by testing demand with a landing page before building their product. Third, embrace fast failure. As Jeff Bezos notes, doing only what you know will work leaves opportunity on the table. Fourth, commit to continuous improvement. Gmail had millions of users but remained in beta from 2004 to 2009. Fifth, tackle your riskiest assumptions first, like teaching a monkey Shakespeare before building its pedestal. The remaining shifts include measuring what matters, prioritizing outcomes over outputs, eliminating waste, and empowering teams. When everyone approaches learning with these mindsets, the organization becomes capable of adapting at the speed business requires. Like Dollar Shave Club's billion-dollar success by addressing pain points, L&D must identify real business problems rather than simply fulfilling training requests. Many L&D teams rush toward solutions before validating problems, similar to how Kodak focused on improving film when digital photography was the future. Clayton Christensen's Jobs to be Done framework helps identify the right problems. When we buy products or services, we hire them to accomplish goals. As Theodore Levitt noted, people don't want to buy a quarter-inch drill, they want a quarter-inch hole. Similarly, employees don't want training programs, they want to solve workplace challenges or advance careers. The Learning Canvas captures your entire learning strategy on a single page, applying first principles thinking to L&D. This visual tool helps teams iterate on ideas, identify gaps, and align stakeholders. It divides into three sections: the why, motivation driving investment, how, actions needed, and what, success indicators. Each block represents a hypothesis needing testing. Customer discovery interviews validate assumptions through structured conversations with potential users. These uncover four forces influencing behavior change: push factors, dissatisfaction with current situation; pull factors, attraction toward desired outcomes; anxiety, concerns about potential outcomes; and habits, resistance to change. Understanding these forces helps L&D design learning experiences that address both functional and emotional needs, similar to how Apple's iPhone addresses practical requirements and emotional desires. Modern workplace learning has evolved beyond traditional libraries and courses. Knowledge now flows from diverse sources, with employees pulling information while companies push training. The L&D function must transform from content creator to ecosystem conductor, orchestrating a network of knowledge, skills, experts, and tools. A dynamic learning ecosystem includes four key components. First, open learning resources from outside the organization, industry insights, how-to guides, and learning media. With knowledge creation outpacing L&D development, these external resources help employees find information when needed. Second, collaborative learning and knowledge sharing. Google employs peer-to-peer networks where employees teach colleagues, while companies like Gymshark capture tacit knowledge for on-demand access. Cohort-based courses create accountability, with completion rates around 85% compared to MOOCs 3-6%. Third, job aids and performance support that provide just-in-time knowledge. Fourth, coaching and mentoring through one-to-one interactions. Allen and Overy replaced performance reviews with year-round coaching conversations about career development. Have you noticed how easily you can learn anything online but struggle to find the right information at work? By orchestrating these components, L&D can create an ecosystem that delivers the right resources at the right time. Most L&D teams fail because employees don't find value in offered resources. Like startups need to find the right customers, learning programs need the right audience. McKinsey found knowledge workers spend 20% of their time searching for job-critical information. In today's on-demand economy, learning must be designed for moments that matter, intent-driven situations where employees need specific knowledge to execute tasks. It's like needing a fire extinguisher during a house fire, not an expensive watch. Six contextual factors determine how effectively learning connects to performance: environment, physical settings, technology, access and tools, time, availability, activity, the task itself, organization, culture and psychological safety, and external factors, market forces. Measuring impact should be continuous rather than just at program completion. Learning experiences should collect data across three levels: proof of knowledge, proof of skill, and proof of performance, measurable business improvement. By designing learning for the moments that matter and measuring what truly counts, organizations can ensure knowledge transforms into actual performance. Like Airbnb's beginnings with a simple Airbed rental website, effective learning experiences can start small. Instead of expensive, potentially misaligned training, create something that quickly shows results or indicates when to pivot. The Minimum Valuable Learning, MVL, is the smallest learning experience that can make a swift, significant impact. The learning flywheel illustrates how these experiences improve through iteration. Build, test, learn, practice, feedback, share, and ideate. This cycle continues until reaching learning challenge fit, where your learning experience demonstrably improves performance and solves your specific business challenge. Only then should you scale. In today's attention economy, even well-designed learning experiences need effective marketing. Building a strong learning brand and using techniques like influencer partnerships and nudge marketing helps L&D transform how organizations promote learning. The future belongs to organizations that learn faster than competitors. By adopting lean learning principles, you're building your organization's capacity to adapt and thrive in an unpredictable world. What will you do differently tomorrow to accelerate learning in your organization?